Now, to your letters.
On Tuesday's program, we brought you a story about rethinking the use of the word retard. We heard from speech communications professor E. Duff Robel, who started a passionate campaign.
I'd like to get it to where it's bleeped off the television. I've written to every commissioner on the FCC. I've written to the president. I've written to Oprah 5 times.
Well, the story got many of you writing and posting your thoughts on the R word. Michael McLaughlin of Laurel, Maryland, wrote to share his frustrations with just how widespread the term has become. He writes, "Our daughter has Down syndrome. What is more hurtful to us is the continued use by professionals of the very same word, retarded, that is now a cultural slur. Seeing MR in our daughter's records is harder to accept than the street use of the term."
And by MR, Mr. McLaughlin is referring to the term mentally retarded.
Corey Martin of Houston, Texas, joined a chorus of listeners who felt the campaign to ban the word misses a deeper issue.
He writes, "Trying to cut out pieces of our lexicon is as futile as it is misguided. This has to be the 10th time this year I've heard a program discussing how damaging and hurtful using such words in an insulting manner can be. The root of the issue has always been intent, never content. Every time we fixate on a particular slur, we lose sight of the big picture. Speaking to hurt another person will always produce despicable language, no matter the words used."
Finally, we got several letters of appreciation about yesterday's profile of a United Methodist minister. His flock is the entire population of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. He's the chaplain there.
"Reverend Cook's story was a ray of sunshine and positively restored my faith in humanity in a place you're hard-pressed to find any, the airport." That's from Kelly Shelton of Chesterfield, Missouri. She continues, "To hear of his amazing generosity and compassion for complete strangers without pushing his religious beliefs was awe-inspiring. As someone who isn't religious but is spiritual, I appreciate the gentle and kind way he takes to people and their situations without a wholly religious agenda, but rather from the heart as a human who just happens to be affiliated with Christ. Should I ever find myself in Atlanta at the airport, I very much intend to take a moment and seek him out and thank him for all he does."
Well, we thank you for your letters, and please continue sending us your reflections and your criticisms. Visit npr.org and click Contact Us at the bottom of the page.